Gemara has on the top line, before you understand the Brera, have to go back. The Gemara has a comment on the top line on Lamed Zayinim Beis. Tanya Rabdoisa Oimer. The Tanya Rabdoisa makes a statement, or Rabbi Shol, somebody made a statement. Halakech Beim Mechaber Erev Yontif. If we made up that I'm going to acquire ownership of this animal, and Erev Yontif, I didn't make the Kinyan. Af Pishalom Masorla Ela Beyontif. You only give it over to me on Yontif. The Lakeach is Koine Shvisa. It's not Koine Shvisa by the Moicher. Even though it still belongs to the Moicher, the Kinyan doesn't take effect in the middle of Yontif. Or if he lends it to me, Amoisa Behemel Eroya. He gives the behem over to a shepherd in the middle of Yontif, but it was made up in advance on Erev Yontif that he's going to be giving it over to him. So it's Koine Shvisa by the Mokum of the shepherd. If the owner, the farmer owns it, and the shepherd takes care of it, each one has a different Tchum Shabbos. He has Tchum Shabbos around his house, and he has a Tchum Shabbos around his house. It's Koine Shvisa where the shepherd is. So you see, and the Gemara says, Halachik Rab Doisa. The Psak is like Rab Doisa, and it does not contradict the Mishnah. Even though it sounds from the Mishnah, not so the Gemara says, no, the Halacha is like Rab Doisa. Way before, he picks it up at 11 o'clock in the morning. So it's Koine Shvisa at 6 o'clock at night, where the shepherd is going to... Babos has to watch out not to take it in his tchum, unless it's in the overlap. Of his. Yeah, it's his. And if the shepherd backs out, doesn't show up in the middle of the day, so he's stuck. Balbas is stuck because it was kind of Shvisa by the shepherd.
So what's the Kinyan?
The Kinyan didn't take place on Erev Yontif. The Kinyan only takes place in the middle of Yontif, if they make a Kinyan even. But since it was Oymed Lekach, so Oymed Lekach is enough, right? Since we all know in advance, Oymed Lekach is enough to say that it's kind of Shvisa over there.
Okay, it's only a verbal arrangement.
Yeah. But since it's Oymed Lekach, it's Meyuad Lekach. We know that that's where it's going to go, so it's kind of Shvisa. In accordance with the makam of the the shepherd, of the buyer, of the purchaser, right?
Is it only the name of the deer, or could be any other kind of deer?
Any kind. So then the Gemara had on the first wide line, Itmar, if you have two shutfim along the same line, thank you very much, if you have two shutfim who purchased a chavish al yayin together, and it's not that either one is going to drink up the whole chavish al yayin. He has his mokum, he has his mokum, each one has their own tchum. There's overlap, there's an area that is overlap, but each one has their own mokum where they can go. And they planned in advance that they're going to divide the barrel of wine in half, two-thirds and one-third, whatever the agreement was, however they decided to pay, 50-50, 70-30, whatever it is. So they divided up on Yontif. So even though it wasn't divided up on Erev Yontif, but can we say that it was Eimet Lekach? Can we say that the 30% that he ultimately gets, see, if I have a behemoth and I'm going to give it to you in the middle of Yontif, you're the shepherd, I'm going to give it to you, you're the customer, you're going to buy it. So there's one behemoth, the lineage designated, this is the behemoth shein, and it's Eimet Lekach, I'm going to give it to you. There's nothing to philosophize about. So the din is like Rab Doisa, it's kind of Shvisa according to your chum. But over here, you have a barrel of wine which we're going to divide 50-50, 70-30, however we're going to divide it. So can you say that the 30% of the drops of wine that we're going to divide up on Yontif morning at 11 o'clock before we say Kiddush, the 30% that's going to land up by you was Oymed Lekach to land up by you on Erev Yontif, so therefore it's kind of Shvisa according to your tchum. And the 70% that's Oymed on Erev Yontif is Oymed Lekach to land up by me, so that's kind of Shvisa and my mokum. But it's not mevurur. You have to be kind of shvisa. The tchumen, the din of tchumen is nikva erev yontav ben hashmashis, erev shabbos ben hashmashis, erev yontav ben hashmashis. Can you say that the 30% was oymed lekach and the 70% was oymed lekach? If you have a behemah, so this is the behemah, shine, it's oymed lekach that it's going to go to him, to the lekecha, to the roa, to the shepherd. But how can you say that the 30%? So the Gemara says, well, if you hold yesh brere, then you can. What do you mean? You say Huvra Dovel Mafreda, what? That it always belonged to him? No, they were shutfim until 11 o'clock in the morning. They were shutfim and the shutzis was 30-70. It wasn't Mavura. You can't say Igloi Milson Mafreda that the 30% always belonged to him and that this 30% always belonged to me. No, the maximum you can say is that the 30% was Eimed Lekach. It's going to go to you, and this 70% that lands up by me, it's Igloi Milson Mafreda, it's Eimed Lekach that's going to come to me. So that's what the Gemara says. That's a shaila from Breire. If you hold Yesh Breire, so you can say Huva Dovel Mafreya that it was Oymed Lekach. And if you hold Ein Breire, you can't even call it that it was Oymed Lekach. Or there's such a similar Gemara at the end of the end of Sanhedrin. There is, let's say, mamish, the exact same thing as over here. There's a barrel of wine is on b'shutfis by two yidden. One is a member, one is a citizen of an ir nidachas. Doesn't make a difference, but he's a tzaddik who didn't worship Avodah Zarah. He's one of the Rishonim that did worship Avodah Zarah. When you have an ir nidachas, a city in Eretz Yisrael where the majority of the citizens worship Avodah Zarah, so you have to burn down the whole city and destroy all the houses and all the property of all the people, whether they're tzaddikim or they're not tzaddikim. The tzaddikim are not such gavaldik tzaddikim. They live in a city where 51% of them shouldn't be living in that city. But it means that tzaddikim, they themselves didn't worship Avodah Zarah. So at least on that level, they're tzaddikim. So those who didn't worship Avodah Zarah don't get the death penalty. You only get an Einish Misa if you worship Avodah Zarah. But to burn all of their houses and to burn all the property, so that the din says even the nichsei tzaddikim shebetecha, they all burn their property off. But let's say they own the barrel of wine, the shutfis, 50-50, 10-90%, whatever the arrangement was, there was a barrel of wine that's on the shutfis. One of the owners lives in the Eir Nidachas, either a tzaddik or a nishkin tzaddik, and one of the owners lives in Chutz Eir Nidachas. So the Gemara there says that it's also a shayla breira. What's a shayla breira? What are you going to say? Huvra dovel mafreya, that what? Igloi musla mafreya, that this 30% belonged to him and this 70% belonged to him all along. No, it didn't. They bought it b'shutfis. How can you say huva dava mafreya that this 70% belonged to him? How can you say that? The Rambam quotes that Gemara that Bez Nagadol makes a Gemara din that all the prop that this city is in Eri Dachas, and there was a barrel of wine that was on b'shutfis by a member of the city of Eri Dachas and a member of a different city. So the Rambam paskins like it says in the Gemara in the end of Sanhedrin, Les Davos Sanhedrin. You divide the barrel of wine, the 30% that belongs to the one who lives in Eir Nidachas you destroy, and the 70% you don't destroy.
But how are you going to know that Peshas Matzah?
So at the time that Bez Nagadol made the Gemara Din, it was not yet divided. They're going to divide it later. So what are you going to say? Huva Dovel Mafreya, that this is the 30% that always belonged to him. How can you say that? No, until the day that they made the Chalukah, Bez Nagadol made the Gemara Din 9 o'clock in the morning, and then they make the chalukah the next morning, 9 o'clock in the morning. So how can you say huva dovel mafreya that this 30% was his and this 70%? It wasn't all along. It was on the shutfis 70-30. It was on the shutfis. When you make a chalukah, the chalukah is on the mikan al haba. But still, the mafarshim explain the din is that the nichsei anshi yemeni dachas have to be destroyed only if it's nigbatzim l'teicha. Let's say one of the people yemeni dachas is only in Eretz Yisrael. So let's say the fellow who lives in Eretz Yisrael, Eir Nidachas, he has an apartment in Australia also, or South Africa. And the Bez Nagadol makes a Gemara Din 9 o'clock in the morning, and they're going to burn the whole city tomorrow morning 9 o'clock. And there aren't airplanes that travel, it's not Bechdei Sheyasu. There are no airplanes that travel from South Africa or from Australia or from New Zealand, whatever, that from the time that Bez Nagadol makes the Gemara Din to the time they're going to burn down the whole city, there is no possibility to bring the property that belongs to the Anshi Yoni Dachas from Australia to Eretz Yisrael to burn it. So the din is that whatever property is not Nikbasim L'Seicha, it's not Bechdei Sheyasu, that it should be gathered together and brought to the Yoni Dachas and to burn together, that's Muta Bahano. Only such property, Nichse Anshi Yoni Dachas, becomes also Bahano if it's Nikbasim L'Seicha, if it's close enough to the Yoni Dachas that you can gather it together. Bez Nagadol Kaveh, when they're going to burn down the city, 10 o'clock in the morning the next day, let's say. Need Halonis Adin. So they made a Gemara Din 9 o'clock in the morning that we passed in the Tzini and Nidachas. And they're going to burn it tomorrow morning. And then tomorrow morning, 10 o'clock, they start burning. And Adain Lo Higiu, all of the property from far away didn't arrive yet. So the din is whatever didn't arrive at the time that we're burning the city is Mota Bahanua. So the din by Yir Nidachas also is that the nichsei anshi Yir Nidachas, the property of the people living in Nidachas, only becomes also bahano if it's oimid lekach. It depends also, like over here, the din of tchum, it depends on oimid lekach. There it also depends on will it arrive in Yir Nidachas in time. So over here you say, if you hold yesh breira, so you say the 30% was oimid lekach that it's going to go to him. To the one who lives in Eir Nidachas, and the 70% of whatever it is, 50-50, 10-90, whatever the arrangement is, and the other percentage of the wine is not Nikbatzim L'Techa, because that's supposed to go to the other fellow. So that we can understand also the Gemara. If you hold Yesh Breire, so you can say that it was Aymed Lekach that this 70% is going to go to the other person.
Where is 30%? The wine?
Let's say it's not. Let's say It doesn't make a difference. No, I don't think it makes a difference. Even if it's in the Irini Dachas, but if it belongs to somebody who lives outside of the Irini Dachas, so it's not Oymed.
But
it's not only
the
Hikovitz. Same thing if it's.
He has a house in America. It's not going to be good.
No. Even the property that's far away, provided that is mikvatsim l'teicha. From the time of the Gemardin of the Bez Nagor, they declared that this city has the status of Irini Dachas and we have to burn all the property. And then at the time that they give the psak that this is Nidachas, they also determine we're going to burn down the whole city tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock in the morning.
But I thought Rebbe Paskin had only applied to Eretz Yisrael. Rebbe started
city,
conversation
the
by the city
has to be in
Eretz
Yisrael, but the property
the
that
property
the
can be
citizens of the city have to be anywhere in the world,
okay.
Provided that it can be gathered together from the time of the Gemardin till the time of the Sreikos Oir, which is a day and a half. The Gemardin was 9 in the morning and they're going to burn it down 5 in the afternoon tomorrow. So maximum is going to be a day and a half. So if from the time of the Gemardin till the time of the Sreifus Oir, it's Bechdei Shiyasu to bring it in, then you have to bring it in and burn it. And it becomes Asabana, even if you didn't bring it in. Because theoretically, theoretically it was Nikbatsim Letocha that could have brought it in. But if it's so far away that theoretically you wouldn't be able to transport it to the Irini Dachas of Eretz Yisrael in time for the Sreifa ceremony, in time to burn it, so then you don't have to because it doesn't become Asabanra.
Why don't they just wait? And then burn all the. Why don't they just wait?
Not Mechuyif to wait. No, not Mechuyif to wait to make more Asabanra. Not Mechuyif. The best makes a Gemara Din today, they have Halana Sadin, so they wait till tomorrow. They make up today when they're going to burn the house, when they're going to burn the city tomorrow. So there also, there's a vort. You're not saying, Yesh Breritz, Huva Dolma Mafreya. That this 30% belonged to him all along, and this 30% belonged to him. It didn't belong to him all along. You don't say, let's say, the father died and 20 years go by, and then the children make a chalukah. So you're going to say, Yesh Beruhuba Dovala Mafreya, that the factory in New Jersey belonged to this son, and the factory in Texas belonged to the other son. How can I say, Huba Dovala Mafreya, it always belonged to him, but we were shutfim for 20 years. It wasn't Huba Dovala Mafreya.
You keep on talking about 4 cents. Basically, they have a barrel with 100 gallon of wine. So it's not, you can't say this 30% or this 70%. Basically, all we can say is the definition. 30 gallon belongs to him, and 70 gallon belongs to him. How can you say this 70 gallon? How is there not a thing? This 70 gallon.
You can't.
30 gallon is it, or 70 gallon?
You can't say that these are the 30 gallons that always belong to him.
This 30 gallon, the one from the top, the one from the bottom.
They can't say that. They can't say that. They divide later.
So they can change whatever you want. The top can become the bottom, then not
the bottom.
Shake it up. It's an obligation of 30.
So what does it mean, Yesh Breira? So if you hold Yesh Breira, you say, Huva Adol Mafreya, that it was always so. What was always so? Huva Adol Mafreya means that this was it was a glory Muslim Mafreya, these were the 30% that belonged to you all along. No! It was on the Shutfus till we made the Halukah.
But isn't that whatever you have Breira, that's what you're saying?
No, there are different kinds of Breira. There's a Breira where you mafresh Truma Latanai. He says that 2% of drops of wine that I will pour into a container after Havdalah. He buys 100 units of wine. He buys wine on Erev Shabbos, and he's in a rush to make it to davening, and he doesn't have time. The wine is kosher, but it's not gemaiset, it's tevel. So he's not allowed to drink it if it's tevel. So he has to be mafresh trumas maises before Shabbos. He's not allowed to be mafresh on Shabbos. That was the Mishnah that we just said. Emagdin trumas maises on Shabbos, misakin mona. He's not allowed to. But he doesn't have time before Shabbos. He's going to miss davening. So he makes a quick declaration. He says the 2% that I will after Havdalah Matzoy Shabbos, after Havdalah Matzoy Yontif, I'm going to pour in 2% for Tumagdala, 10% for Maisa Rishon, 9% for Maisa Sheni. So those drops of wine that ultimately will turn out to be in the container after Havdalah, that's designated as the Tumagdala, I declare now they should already become Tumagdala now. So the flooring already doesn't know where they are. So there, that's a brayer where he made it tonight. He says, Shnei Lugan Shani Asa Lahafresh, Arehen Tumag Mayachshav. So that's one kind of a brayer. That's a machloikis satanayim. Can you learn out from the parsha of Tanai that that's acceptable, that's legitimate? But he's saying, no, by Tanai, the alternative is yes or no. He says, he gives a ring to the girl and says, Harem Mekudesh is if it rains on July 4th. So we don't know whether it's going to rain or not. So what happens in the future will determine whether the Kedushim was chal now or not. So if it rains, it turns out the Kedushim. If it doesn't rain, isn't it? So there, the two alternatives are yes or no. But here it's not yes or no. Here it's a question, yes, yes, and yes. The Truma Gedolah will be chal, the Maaser Rishon will be chal, the Maaser Sheni will be chal. Just he doesn't know on which drops of wine is it going to be chal. So can you say that? that Huvra, that's included in the parsha of Tanai. That doesn't say in Tanai. It says Miyavru Nisat Mlo Yavru Menachas of Besechem. If an Egad and the Reuven come to fight the war with Yishuv the Nun, then their wish will be granted, and they get Eva Yadna. If they don't come to help in the war, their wish will not be granted, and the original plan will go as we wanted it, that everybody divides Eretz Yisrael. They'll all get a chelik in Eretz Yisrael equally. They won't get the whole Eva Yadna. So the original parsha of Tanai is depending on what's going to happen in the future, that will determine whether yes or no. But to say depending what happens in the future, that will be mevara lemafreya, the nature of the halos, whether the tumah is chal on this, or the ma'ase rishon is chal on that, or on this or on that. So that's a machlokes atanai. Do you say yesh brer and brer? That's because he made a Tanai over there. So if you hold yesh brer, you say huva dal mafreya, it's takechal, the tumah kedushas tumah was chal on those drops of wine meyachshav. That's what he said. I want those drops of wine to be chal truma now, and that whatever I'll designate later as my solution should already become my solution now. So if he made it tonight, if you hold yesh brera, then it's good. But many of the cases in the Gemara about brera, he didn't make any tonight. He didn't make a tonight at all. Acham shecholku. They didn't make any tonight. The father died. You stop. No tonight. For 20 years they shoot them together. Or shoot them shecholku. They didn't make a shoot them with a barrel of wine. They bought a barrel of wine on Erev Yontif and they didn't divide it to the Yontif money. They bought a barrel of wine and then they declared in the Eoni Dachas, and one of the Shutfim lives in the Eoni Dachas and one of the Shutfim does not live in the Eoni Dachas. They didn't make any Tanai. So what are you going to say? Huva Dovah Lamafreya, that all along that was his. It's not Emes. It wasn't all along. It wasn't his. The only time you can say Huva Dovah Lamafreya, that it was always his, when you made a Tanai, if his knew. So if you hold Yesh Brera, this too is included in Parshas Tanai. It's a Tanai Me'achshav, it's a Takachal Me'achshav. But if you didn't make a Tanai in advance, you can't say, who got double my freya, that we were never Shutfim. What do you mean? The father died, we were Shutfim for 20 years. How can it be that we're not Shutfim? The maximum you can say is, who got double my freya, that it was Oymed Lekach. That's all you can say. That at the time the father died and the din of Yerusha set in, so at that time the din of Yerusha had two parts. Number one, that the two brothers owned the Shutfis, the whole Nachla. And number two, and you don't need any kinyan. Hilchas Yerusha doesn't require kinyan. Number two, if later on, if they're two brothers, and we understand that they want to divide the Yerusha, so if they'll divide, we have a right to say, Igloi Muslim Afreya, that it was Aymed Lakach, that the field in New Jersey was Aymed Lakach, that it's going to belong to him. And after 20 years, he gets it, and the field in Texas is Aymed Lakach, that it's going to go to him. What do you gain by saying it was Huvra Adal Mafreya, is Aymed Lakach? If it's ready at the moment of death of the father, you can say it was Aymed Lakach. So the Dina Yerusha accomplished that the two brothers, the Reuben and the Shimon, get it after 20 years without any Maisi Kinyan. The Dina Yerusha accomplished that it should belong. Once we make the Chalukah, so Mikana Labo, that's yours and this is mine. So I say, it was a glory Muslim affair that it was always Oymed Lakach, not that field always belonged to you. It was always Oymed Lakach that was going to go to you, and this one is always Oymed Lakach that's going to go to me. So therefore, you and I get a Bailus without any Haknoah to each other. That's included, that's contained within the Hilchas Yerusha. So the Memele, Mikana Labo, after we make the Chaluk, it will still remain a Stei Achuzah. It won't be a Stei Mikna. If you hold the Embrayer, you can't say, Gloy Musma Fevers, I'm in the car. Then you have to, each one has to be Makna to you. You need a Das Makna. I have to be Makna to you, my share in your field. You have to be Makna to me with a Das Makna, your share in my field. So each one has the status of a Stei Mikna. It's not a Stei Achuzah. A Stei Mikna, you have to give back when it comes Yovel. Stei Achuzah, you don't give back when it comes Yovel. In all the cases of Brera and the Gemara, it's not that you say, let's say the cases of Brera where there was no Tanai made in advance. You don't say, Huvra Adovah L'Mafreya, we were never Shutfim. That's ridiculous. Of course we were Shutfim. The maximum you can say, Huvra Adovah L'Mafreya, that this is Oymed Lakach to go to you, this is Oymed Lakach to go to me. So by Tchumen, the Gemara says, that's good enough. If it's Bein HaShmashis, when you kind of Shviso, it's Oymed Lakach that this 30% of the barrel is going to go to you, and the 70%, that 70% is going to go to him. So Oymed Lakach is genug to be Kaveh Atchum Shabbos and Kaveh Atchum Yontif. That the din is like Rav Daisa. You don't need that it should actually belong to you now. It belongs to us, the Shutfis, 37 Shutfis. You can't pinpoint which part is mine, which is yours. But if you say, Huba Adovah Mafreya, that it was Oymed Lakach, genug. If Bein HaShmashis, it was Oymed Lakach that is going to go to you later in the day, true, it doesn't. You don't really get the actual full ownership until 11 o'clock in the morning when we make the halukah. But since it was Aymed, if you can truly say, Yesh Ber, it was Aymed Lakach. So I say, it's kind of Shvisa by his Mokam. And this part is kind of Shvisa by me. And the same is true by the Irani Dachas. The property of the Anshe Irani Dachas even if he owns it, they own it, the shutfas, the barrel is on the shutfas, the whole barrel is on the shutfas. Even if you're going to say, Yesh Breire, you're not going to say, Huvra Dovala Mafreya, that this 30% always belonged to me and the 70% always belonged to him. I live in him and he does, he doesn't. You can't say like that. Actually, that's not true. We didn't make a haluk until the morning after the Gemara Din of the Bezin. But still, by Yerani Dachas, the halacha says it depends on what, whether it's Oymed Lekach. Is it Oymed Lehi Kovetz? Because the Gemara says in the end of Sanhedrin that the property, the metalpilim, the karka, that's, the houses that are attached to the ground, you burn. The trees in the Yerani Dachas, you don't burn down. The Chubba Lekach, you don't burn down. But the houses, the Pasuk says you do burn. It's a Rafta Salir. You have to burn down the houses of the city. So all the houses you burn down. And what about the metalpilim? So the halacha says you only burn those metalpilim that belong to the Anshirin Dacha, is that a Nikbatsim Latocha, that a Oymed Lekach that is going to be brought into the city. So if you say the 70% that belongs to the fellow from the other city, it was Oymed Lekach to go to him, so it's not Oymed Lekach that it should be Nikbatsim Latocha. If they made a Chalukah before the Sreifa, and the other guy walks off with 70%, or 30%, 10%, whatever it happens to be, so if you say Yesh Breire, there was no Tanai over here, Yesh Breire, you're not going to say it's a Glory Muslim Afreya. This 70% always belongs to him. You can't say that, but you can say it's Iglod Muslim Afreya, it's Oymed Lekach that is going to go to him. So it comes out that it's not Nikbatsim Latocha, it's not Oymed Lehisorik with the rest of it. So that's enough to make it that it shouldn't become Osabano. So what is it, his fault? So Beznagodl should make Beznagodl should pay, but the guy with the 30%.
He just wanted to know who is.
Meanwhile, he worshipped Avod Zarah. So because he worshipped Avod Zarah, that they made the mistake. But they made the mistake. The Adam Amazik is the Beznagodl. So let them pay. Let the Beznagodl make it. Yeah. See, there's a famous tshuva in the Shagas Aryeh where he talks about, let's say, there's a Yid and a Goy own a bakery together on chametz, on Pesach, and they're baking. They have chametz and they're baking away. So the chelik of the Yid is chametz shavah la Pesach. The chelik of the goy, chemtzah shal nachri shavah la Pesach. The goy is not in violation of Bayur Bay Matzeh. And we pass that chametz shavah la Pesach is not an isa deraisa. According to the Tanna Reb Yudith, chametz shavah la Pesach is an isa deraisa. It doesn't matter whether the chametz belong to a Jew, chametz belong to a goy. Even though the goy doesn't violate Bayur Bay Matzeh, all chametz that's in existence on Pesach becomes asma and all the yerim void. Period. But we don't pass them like that. We pass them like the Mishnah. The Chomesh al Nachri over all of our Pesach is mutter b'hanor, because Chomesh al Pesach is only a penalty of the Rabbanah for having violated by your Rabbi Matze. So Chemtu shal Yisrael, the Yisrael violated by your Rabbi Matze. Chemtu shal Nachri, the Nachri didn't violate anybody by your Rabbi Matze, so his Chomesh does not become Masabana. So what if you have a bake shop, the Shagasaya has such a tshuva? You have Chomesh that's on the Shutzvah by Yid and by Goy together. A package of bagels, whatever, in the freezer. So then after Pesach, so do you say, and after Pesach they make a halukah. So the goy takes his 50%, let's say, and the yid takes his 50%. So the chelik that belongs to the yid was chametz shavah la Pesach. So that chametz, no one's allowed to get any hanor. What about the chametz of the goy? Do you say it's chemtu shal goy, shavah all of our Pesach is muta b'hanor? Or should you say, if you hold ein breire, so how can you say that it's chemtu shal noy? What are you going to say? It's hubra dovel mafreya. That Hubra Dovel Mafreya, that this chometz always belonged to the goy, that it never belonged to the Jew. Is that so? No, they didn't make the halukah until after Pesach. So that's what the Shagas Aryeh talks about. So he says like this. The Gemara here has three different opinions regarding the topic of Breira. The Machlokes HaTanaim and a Machlokes HaMaroyim and a Machlokes HaRishonim, the three possibilities. So one opinion is that Yesh Breira. You always say Hubra Dovel Mafreya. One opinion is Ein Breira. You never say Hubra Dovel Mafreya. And then there's a compromise opinion. And there are various shades of compromises. So the Gemara has one compromise. That's the way we paskin in Rambam and Shulchan Aruch. With respect to Dinam Deraisa, we paskin Ein Breira. With respect to Dinam Derabanan, we paskin Yesh Breira. That's how Rov HaRishonim paskin, like the Gemara on the top of Lamed Ches. Then Tosis has other suggestions of compromises. Maybe you made a Tanai, then you say Yesh Breira. If you didn't make a Tanai, then you hold Ein Breira. Or maybe Tadab Das Atzma is Ein Breira. Tadab Das Achem is Yesh Breira. Different shades of chilukim in the middle. So the Shagas Aryeh, he writes like this. He says the whole issue of chomet she'ovah all about Pesach is only the Rabbanan. If you're talking about Bayi Rabbi Matzah, that's their right. But you're talking about chomet she'ovah all about Pesach, that's only the Rabbanan. So the negir to a din rabbanon, so you should say yesh breyer. So even though during Pesach the yid and the goy owned the chametz b'shutfis, and during Pesach he couldn't determine which bagels belong to the yid, which bagels belong to the goy. It's all together. They didn't make a haluka till after Pesach. But after Pesach they make a haluka, and the yid takes 10 bagels and the nochri takes 10 bagels. And since the topic of chametz b'shutfis Pesach is only the rabbanon, you have a right to be making and say yesh breyer. These 10 bagels always belong to the guy. They never belong to the yid. How can you say they never belong? They owned it b'shutfis. They didn't make a haluka till after Yitzchak, till after Pesach. So you're going to say, oy medlakach. So what does it help if it's oy medlakach? But the yid owned the shutfis and all the 20 bagels. So what does it help if you say oy medlakach? Here by Tchumen, there's a voice, oy medlakach, because din is like Rab Daisa. That's the top line on the base. The din is, even if I didn't give it over to the lakeach, I didn't give it over to the roe, to the shepherd, but it's Eimer Lakach, it was promised to him. So Eimer Lakach is Koveya the Tchum. By Yoni Dachas also depends on Eimer Lakach. That's the halacha. Even if it belongs to the Yid who lives in the Yoni Dachas, but it's not Nikbatzim Lateicha. It's not Eimer Lehiko. The Metaltalim are not Eimer to reach the Sreifa when they're going to burn the Yoni Dachas in time. So if it's not Eimer Lakach, so then it doesn't, it's not included in the Gemara. It has to be that it belongs to the citizen, the member of the Yoni Dachas, and it's Eimer to be gathered together. So if you make a haluka after the Bez made the Gemara Din, and you hold Yesh Breire, we pass that's a Din Deraisa Ein Breire, but according to the Shita, the Yesh Breire, Bedinim Deraisa, they say that the Chelek that ultimately ends up belonging to the other person in the other city, but at the time of the Gemara Din, it belonged to both of them a shutfis. The Yid who lived in the Yoni Dachas also had a shutfis. Even though he had a shutfis, but it wasn't Oymed he covets Leteicha. Because it's Oymed that it's going to go to the other partner, to the other one who doesn't live in the Yoni Dachas. The din depends on Oymed Lekach. But how can you say Bechomet Shabbat about Pesach? Shagasari is very shvei. How can you say Bechomet Shabbat about Pesach? It's a gloy, Milsman Afreya, that the 10, all 20 bagels were on the shutfis by the Yid and by the Goy. But the 20 bagels that the goy ultimately gets after Pesach, when they make the haluka 10 and 10, we're going to declare that was always Eimed Lekach, that it's going to go to the next. What does it help if it's Eimed Lekach? But on Pesach, the Yid was in violation of Bayurah and all the 20 bagels. It was a shutif on everything. Where do you find that Eimed Lekach plays a role over here? If you make a Tanai and hold Yesh Breire, then you say, Hu Ba'adam L'mafriya Mamish, all the way L'mafriya. That's a din of Tanai. Tanai Me'achshav works mamish l'mafriya, but by the Chalukah Sachametz l'achar HaPesach they never made a Tanai in advance. They bought chametz b'shutfis and then they divided. The Yid and the Goy bought chametz b'shutfis, and they divided after Pesach. So what good is it? The whole Shagas Aris are telling. What good is it that you're going to say Yesh Breira? So Tuvah Adav l'mafriya, that what? That were never shutfin. Sheker, of course they were shutfin. Tuvah Adav l'mafriya, that the 10 bagels from day number one were oymed l'kach. That after Pesach is going to go to the Nochah. So what is up? But the Yid was still in violation of Bayurah and all the 20 bagels.
Maybe we don't say Yesh Breira.
You should not say the Yesh Breira, even though the topic is only the Rabbanon. Right, that's a Shver Shagasai. The Shagasai says there that you say Yesh Breira because Chom Shavah Pesach is only the Rabbanon, came in Mekelzai. So it's very Shver. Mekel that was. You're going to say the 10 bagels that the Goy gets on Yisrachak never belong to the Yid. When they never belong, they bought the Shutzvahs. When you make a haluka, mikamal habor, you can make a haluka. You can't say, "Hu v'adav l'mafreya." We never should think, like we said by the bank. Shaila, how can a yid borrow beribis from a bank? There are yidish shutfim in the bank, so yid is borrowing beribis from another yid. So the masham wrote a shvera tshuva. Masham is usually mekel on most things. So he wrote a tshuva. So he said the whole chiddush number one. That's also mafukpah. Chiddush number one was that if a yid borrows beribis from another yid, but he didn't borrow directly. He had a bank teller negotiating the whole deal through a third party. So since a broker, so since it's now ribis habor liyad liyoyv liyad malva directly, so he claims a chiddush that knocks it down to ribis drabon. So that's question number one, highly questionable whether that's so. That's based on a Rashi, and the Beis Yosef says that it's a mistake. Rashi never said it. So the Marsham says no. Rashi meant that it lowers it to the level of drabon. That's question number one. Then he says number two. So since you're only dealing with the ribis derabbanon, so you have a right to say yesh breire. They say when the yidin borrow money from the bank, that's owned the shutas by yidin and goyim. So you say yesh breire, the yid is borrowing money beribis from the goyim, and the goyim are borrowing money from the yidin. So the best You say yes, Breira, whatever you want, whatever is best for your purposes, that's what's happening. So then later Achraim say that's a joke. What do you mean yes, Breira? If Goy Muslim, yes, Breira only applies if you ever make a haluka later. If you make a haluka mikana la habor, it's a haluka. But b'shaita they were shutzvim. How can you say, even if they'll make a haluka later, you can't say Goy Muslim afreir that they were never shutzvim. It's sheka, of course they were shutzvim all along.
But in yes, Breira, it determines also who's in control. We can say the Goy was always in control of the 20 bagels, and the Jew was never in control of the bagels. Therefore,
well, why is not in control? Let's say they're 50-50 shots.
Well, I'm afraid they use it, but theoretically, he was not there. The Goy had the 20 bagels.
Why? Let's say they're not religious. No, not a religious Jew. A Jew and a Goy have a bakery together, b'shutzvus, in violation of the din of Bal Yirah Bal Yimatzeh. And then, so the Yid's chametz becomes chametz of Allah Pesach. But how can you figure out which is the Yid, which is the Goy? After Pesach, they make a haluka on whatever is left. So the chelik that lives by the Yid is
you can go lukulu because you can assume all the 20 bagels belong to the Goy. These 20 bagels is given back afterwards. There's no definition.
That's the shaila. So the shagasari is makel on 10 bagels, not on all 20. It's makel on the 10 bagels that the guy walks off.
10 out of the 20.
And we're digging
on 10 out of the 20.
Okay, and we're digging zech even on those 10. Even on the 10 that the guy gets, highly questionable that you should say brera. Because brera does not mean that it's the gloy most my friend, that it was always. What do you mean it was always like that? We were shutfim. So we made a haluk, and the kanal habo that belongs to the guy, and this belongs to the yid. The maximum you can say, yesh brera. It was Oymed Lekach. So by Tchumin spilt a role that it's Oymed Lekach. And by Irani Dacha spilt a role. That's the Gemara in the end of Sanhedrin. But to say by Chomet Shal HaPesach, Oymed Lekach. What does it help Oymed Lekach? But the Chomet was owned b'shutfus by the Jew and the Goy. Find the 10 bagels for Oymed to go to the Goy. But it belonged to the Jew. The Jew violated by Rav, by Mata, and all 20 bagels. Okay, so Nachamo. So the Gemara here is going to work through these three sheetas. One opinion, Yesh Brera, one opinion, never, no Brera. And then the compromised opinion to distinguish between Dinam Derais and Dinam Derabbanim. So let's see, we left off last week, I think. Here, one, two, about seven lines into the wide lines. My Havi Allah, was blight lamaskana with the story of Brere. That what? That two partners bought a barrel of wine, two Yidin bought a barrel of wine on Erev Yontif. And Reuven has one Tchum Yontif. The other Shimon has a different Tchum. There's overlap, but each one has their own Tchum. They're all alpaima where they can go, and then they make the halukas ha-shutfim yontif in the morning, 11 o'clock in the morning. So do you say that his part of the barrel is kind of shvisa where he wants to go, and my part is kind of shvisa where I want to go, or not? My havi alav was light paloch alamaisa. So it's a machloikis amaroyim from the first generation, Raboshi, Rab Yechanan, all the talmidim of Rab Yudah Anasi. So Raboshi Omar yesh brera. He says that yesh brera. So the 30% that Reuven gets has his tchum, because he can say oymed lekach that he's going to get oymed lekach genuk. That's what Abdaisa said on the top line, and the 70% that I get was oymed lekach that is going to be mine. He gets my tchum. And Rabbi Yochanan disagrees and he says ein brera. No, there is no such thing. You can't say, you have no right to say yesh brera. So you're only allowed to carry the wine in the area of the overlap, because it has lechumre both the Reuven's tchum and Shimon's tchum. Reg the Gemara, is that so? The Sabra Raboshia Yesh Brera? Is that so that the Amoira Raboshia thinks Yesh Brera? I will have Tanan. We have a Mishnah in a Holois. We started it last week. A maze babayis. Someone died. Let's say a bayis means a room. In a room. So let's say there's a maze in this room. So there's a Tumas Ohel. Not only is there a Tumas Mag if somebody touches, a Tumas Masa. If you push the body like this, that's Masa. Masa doesn't have to be I'm carrying like this. That's one kind of Masa. This is also Masa. And let's say I'm wearing gloves. If I touch the body and I'm not wearing gloves, that's maga. But let's say the body has clothing on it, or I'm wearing gloves, so I touch, there's no maga.
Chatzitza.
So there's no nigia, but if I move it, then it's masa. I move it like this, or I push the body in. I'm massaging the body, smearing the body. That's also masa. I'm moving the body. There's masa, there's maga, and there's masa. And then by Yiddish and Meis, we say that there's even oihel. By Goyish and Meis, there's a machlekes satanoim, and most of the Rishonim paskin that there's no tumas oihel. There's only maga masa. But by Yiddish and Meis, there's not only maga or masa, there's oihel also if you're in the same room as oihel. So let's say all the doors are closed. So the tumas oihel is only in the room. The tuma doesn't go out. But we're not going to leave the Meis in the room, the oihel, and void. We're going to take him out and bury him in the cemetery. So either we're going to take him out that way, we're going to take him out this way, we're going to take him out the window somewhere. So we make up our mind in advance. So the window is out of the question. I'm not going to take them out of the window. Easier is to take either this way or that. So you get people, they make up their mind. Which way are you going to go? So if the mace babai is v'lo p'sochem harbe, there are different ways to exit, to take the mace out to the cemetery. So that's a din of seif tumah lotzis. Even though the doors are closed and the tumah really shouldn't go through the door, but that's a din, since ultimately we plan to take the mace out, so we consider it as if the door is open ready and the tumah goes. But we don't know which direction, so you go to chumre and all the exits. V'lo p'sochem harbe, this bayis has several exits, several ways to go, kulam tumei, misafik, they all have a din of seif tumah lotzis. What if niftach echa mehem? What if the mace is in the house, and then we make up our mind, Chevra Kadisha comes, they assess the situation and say, it's easier to go that way. So they leave this door closed, and they open up that door, and they open up the door downstairs, and they're ready to take out the mace. They didn't take out the mace, they're ready to take out the mace that way. So once, since they opened the door this way, and this one they left closed, so there's no more self-tumah lotzis over here. So someone will walk over here now, after the Chevra Kadisha decided where the route is, and they opened the passageway, they're all ready to go. So there's no more self-tumah lotzis over here.
There were all tumah. Once they made the declaration.
So from now on, if someone will walk into that side, he will not be tumah. But what happens if the Chevra Kadisha sits in here with the maces, and they give them a map of the building, and they juggle around, they calculate when they're going to go that way, but they didn't open the doorway yet. They just decided. Hechlitu. Yeah. They made up their mind, I'm going to go there. But they didn't change anything yet. Just in the machshava, they decided they're going to go that way, not this way. So that's a machlekes beisilul and beishamai.
What happens to the kelim that were from originally? And then they open the pesach. They say couldn't hold him.
No, only the kelim that you bring, the karal habo, uh-huh, in this side will be tahor. But whatever was there from before will be tahor. We're going to learn the gemara. This is the mishnah naholis.
Rabbi, how far does the tumah extend? Only under the same roof?
Only and under the same roof, yeah. Let's say we plan now, the mace is in this building, we plan to have the funeral in a funeral chapel 20 blocks away. So we already announced it, so a kohen is not allowed to go into the funeral chapel because he knows there's going to be a mace there. Sof tumah lotzis tomorrow. No. Sof tumah lotzis only if there's a hemshech from the roof, but the door is closed. So if the door would be open, the tumah would go weiter. So since we plan to take the mace that direction, we treat it as if the door is already open.
Saying if the door was open, the tumah would only extend under the roof.
Under the roof, to the next roof, the next. All if it's connected.
Connected.
Only if it's connected. But to a building that's not connected, it doesn't go. So this is the mishnah naholos. Mace babai is the mace is in a room. There are many exits from the room to go out. Kulam tmeim, because misafek, they all have a din of sof tumah lotzis. Niftach echemehem. What if the Chevra Kadisha opened up this route and the other route they left closed? So mikan v'yelech, mikan al habo, the tumah will only go this way. Now it's no longer sof tumah lotzis. The door is open mamish, and there's no more sof tumah lotzis. Here we open the door, farted. So then it's niftach echemehem. We open it up. Who tummy? That pathway is tummy. And all the other possible exits are toherit. Means mikan al habo. Any kalim that will be brought into the other areas will be tor. What if the Chevra Kadisha sits and they decided they're going to take the mace there, but they didn't open up the passageway? Chishev lahatzia be'echad mehem. They're sitting and they're planning. We made up our mind. Mikan v'yelech, we're going to take the mace out that way. Or we're going to take the mace out through the window. So if the window, if the openings in the window are less than dalet al dalet tzvachim, so it's too small to say that you're going to bring the mace out. So that doesn't count. The din is that you have to have dalet tzvachim wide in order for a person to go through. The din is you only chayv a mezuzah if you have dalet tzvachim wide. You have to have two mezuzahs in the mashkof, and it has to be a minimum of four tzvachim wide. A heavy person like me wouldn't be able to fit into four tzvachim wide. You'd be a skinny person couldn't squeeze in, and it has to be a minimum of 10 tzvachim tall. 10 tzvachim tall is very low. It's below my waist. So you have to crawl. You have to crawl under. You have to be very skinny and very short to be able to get through. But that's the halacha. Less than four tefachim wide, not so wide. Less than four tefachim wide, the halacha says that doesn't count for an adam to go through. So for if you have a living person that you want to pass through, and you're discussing whether you chayv in mezuzah, and you only chayv derech biyoscha, has a gemara darshan. Sapma mezuzah beisecha or visharecha. The gemara has a drasha. Beisecha means you put on the doorposts of your home. The Gemara has a drasha beisecha derech biyoscha. You put the mezuzah on the right side as you go in. So the only time you chayv a mezuzah is if there's a doorway that people go through. if you have a doorway that people don't go through, so you're not chayv in mezuzah. So for people to go through, it has to be a minimum of 4 tzvachim wide and 10 tzvachim tall. That's if the people are living. What if the people are gestorben? So you want to pass a mace through there, so it's not going to be standing up, it's going to be laying flat. So there, the shiur is dalat tzvachim, al dalat tzvachim. Like a living person, the only reason why you need 10 tzvachim tall is because I'm going to be walking. Normal people walk through. So you want to chayv in mezuzah if it's opening is 10 tzvachim tall, 4 tzvachim wide. If it's a mace, it's going to be going sideways, so it's 4 tzvachim by 4 tzvachim is good enough. So if you have a chalon, the Chevek Hadisha decides easiest for their purposes, they're going to wrap up the mace, they're going to lower them down through the window. So if the window is less than, even if it's physically possible to put him out through the window, which is less than dalar adal tzvachim, the halacha doesn't consider that. So we still say it's serves tumalotis on all the other normal possibilities. But if the chalon is dalar tzvachim adal tzvachim, so then we say, oh, the self tumulatus is only this way, or we decide we're going to go down the back way, the front way, whatever. Self tumulatus only here, and the other one is not going to be a self tumulatus.
Even though maybe there's a coffin, someone has to put the outside.
10 tzvachim is very little. Ten tzvachim is even less than 3 tzvachim.
They don't carry
a coffin necessarily.
The person has to carry
him
out.
They don't carry around the
coffin.
Nothing on it. I mean, if it's a coffin, it's not enough. Here they're talking about a mace that's just wrapped up in a sheet. He's not in a coffin.
But Rebbe, what I don't understand is Rebbe's saying that if it's less than Dalar al Damid and they take him out through the window, see, even if they take him out through the window, b'metzias, it's still something similar. No, but Rebbe just said that if it was, but Rebbe just said that even if the window was less than dalar al dalar, then it could say shomalatzes.
The machshava to take an ace out through a window less than dal dal is commander leisidam. That doesn't count.
Even if they take him out, even they'll say double lat says everything else.
No, once they took him out, goodbye. So there's no more tumah. But the whole
machshava
is not. But the machshava to take him out through a window that's less than dal dal is as if there was no such machshava because it's unreasonable, and we are still metame all the other.
Even if they can do it, the metzius, they can do it.
Even if they can do it, that machshava doesn't count. That's dalach. Has to have a minimum shear of dalat tzvachim al dalat tzvachim. So the Mishnah draws a distinction between niftach echemehem or chishiv lahatziyah. If niftach, we have 5 different possibilities of getting the mace out from over here. Take them that way, that way, that way, different ways to go out. So if we opened, the chever decided this is the way we're going to go, and we opened up the whole, all the doorways, and we're ready to take out the mace. So if niftach, then the other exits no longer have the status of self tumulatzis. But if chishiv lahatziyah, we just made up our minds, we didn't open anything. Nothing changed, just changed in our minds. We drew a map, and we decided this is the route we're going to take, but we didn't do anything about it yet. So chishev, that's a machlekes b'shamei b'sil. So b'shamei shita is that since before the Chevek Kadisha made up their mind, when did they make this decision, the Chevek Kadisha? Let's say they're sitting around, the man is a geisus. The man didn't die yet, he's only a geisus. So the Chevek Kadisha sits around in the room that's all closed, and they say, the man is obviously going to die. As soon as he dies, we're not going to pilpul, we're going to take him that way. So they already made up their mind before he died. So then the Beis Shammai, I'm asking, if chishev lo hitzio in one exit had, but Beis Shammai yomrim, v'hu shechishev olav ad shelo yomis ha-meis. If they made up their mind in advance before the man died, that we're going to, if he dies, he's still going to die. If and when he dies, we're going to take him out that way. So that it was made up in advance. So it's only a self-tumulot, it's that direction. There's no self-tumulot together. But if the man died already, and all the 5 possibilities of exit were declared as a suffix. So if tumulotz, they all have tumah. And then the Chevek Kadisha sits and they draw a map and they decide that makes more sense. But they didn't change anything yet. They didn't open the doors. Gonish. They made up their mind they're going to take them. So the din is, there's such a din in Kalim. There's a Mishnah is like this. The Gemara is all over the place. Let's say you have a piece of leather. So the only things that are mekabel tumah are the mekalim ochlam amashim. So let's say you have leather, so leather shoes are mekabel tumah, leather gloves, leather jacket, leather yarmulke, a beged from leather, beged shalor is mekabel tumah, just a piece of leather itself, that's not a kli, it's not mekabel tumah. So let's say the person makes up, he has a big sheet of leather, he decides he's going to use it as a tablecloth, he decides he's going to use it as a mat on the grass to have a picnic on it. So he's going to use it the way it is, or he's going to snip around the edges to make a fancy design. So if he doesn't want to use it until he makes a design, so it's not yet a Shane Kli. So it's not Mekabel Tumah yet. But what if he is a poor man? He doesn't have time for Chachkalach. He's going to use it the way it is. So the din is kol hakelim yodim l'day tuva b'machshav. If he plans to use it the way it is, then he better get the shem kli and it's makabel to him. He didn't use it. He plans to use it as a tablecloth or as a mat for a day or two, he plans, and then he changes his plans. He can make more money. If he makes gloves out of it, he make a pair of shoes out of it. So he decides he's not going to use it as a mat. He's going to use it as a pair of gloves, which he's going to have to make the gloves. It's mechusa maisa. So do you say it becomes ois kli? For 2 days it was considered a kli, because kala kel miyodin day tumma machshav. He planned to use it as a tablecloth, and it's good the way it is now. It's not. He plans to use it the way it is, without any design on the edge. So they already had a shame kli. So the Mishnah says, yodin the day tumma machshav, the ein oilim the day tumma el aydei shine maisa. The only way to cancel the status of kli is if you take a knife, or you take a scissors, and you start cutting into it, to demonstrate that you're no longer going to use it as a tablecloth, even though it wasn't yet mekabel tum, even though you never used it as a tablecloth yet. He just had the chishiv on it. He intended to use it as a tablecloth, but he already got a shem kli on it, a shem beged, so it doesn't cancel the shem kli for tumah purposes, for kabal the tumah purposes, until you do a shirim isis. So Beis Shammai's opinion is that that halacha is not only limited to kli, got a shem kli, it's whenever there's tumah. If there was a mace in the room and there are 5 possibilities of self-tumah, let's say, so they will tell me, and then the chevra decides we're going to take him out that way, chishev, but they didn't do anything about it yet. If they opened up the door and they tied the door up and downstairs, and when they take the mace out, it's going to be smooth sailing, they're going to go out, so they check. That's a shina mace. They opened up this door and they left all the other doors closed, so mikana lahabor, the others will no longer be a self-tumah lotzei. But if they didn't change anything, so Beis Shammai's opinion is that whenever there's a din tumah, the din tumah doesn't get cancelled unless you do a shina maisa. So that's only pasach. If niftach echem hem, he opened up these doors. But if only chishev, so the chishev will only help hu she chishev ol of kodem shemeis, ad shalei yomis hameis. But after he died and has already set in, it was chal the din of sof tumah lotzis on all the 5 exits, so it's not going to disappear. The din of self tumulatzis will not disappear just with machshav alone. So already was chaladin kli on it, and then I decide to use to make shoes out of it, or to make gloves out of it, and it's mechusa tikum, mechusa maisa. It's not a shoe. So you can't say it becomes ois kli. It's the same thing as opening the door. So there's no such halacha that in order to get rid of tumah, you always have to have a shina maisa. So they still disagree with the Beis Shammai.
What's the halacha if you said you make something like what you were about to bow down to, and then you change money and don't bow down to it? And that thing still you need to do. It's a mission I think the very first is that if you have to bow down to it, you need it. It's like the concept that we just said, now you have my cover to take a piece of leather. Even though you don't use it, the fact that you designated it between these intangible items,
that's a din in kli. That's a din in kli for tumah. That body's already is not so. That body's is not so. Not necessarily so.
That body's already is more
mental. Yeah. The Mishnah talks about maybe there's a difference between avodah zarah shel yisrael and avodah zarah shel nochri. Is it a Jew or is it a goy? If he manufactures an avodah zarah, I'll das to worship it, and he never actually worships it.
Right.
So I think the Gemara says it depends whether it's a yid or a goy. If it's a goy, I think it does become osur b'anor right away. If it's a yid, it does not become. Based on psukim, not on psychology. Based on psukim,
right.
Yeah, but it's not necessarily. It's not the same as Kabbalah's tum is one din, that shem kli, and that's a different din. So this is the mission in a holist. There is a din of sof tumulatzis. And even if it's a suffix, 5 psachim, sof tumulatzis on all 5. But if niftach echem mehem, if they opened up, that's a shina maise. So mikan v'yelech, the tumah will only go that mahalech, and it won't go the other 4. But if only chishev, it wasn't niftach echem mehem, it's a machloik, it's b'sham and b'sol. So b'sham I hold, if chishev, the chevi kadisha made up the plan before the guy died. Great. So it only becomes sof tumulatzis in one direction, from the very beginning, from day number 1. But if Mishemes, after he already died, and it was Chalad, didn't serve Tumulatis on all 5 exits, and then Chishev, so it's not Oilem Idei Tumah, unless Idei Shinemais. You have to do Pasach. If it wasn't Pasach, just Chishev doesn't help. And Basil disagreed, there is no such din. That's only a din in Kli. It's a din shame kli. It doesn't apply whenever there's tumah. So they say af mishiyomus ameis, even if the chaver kadisha was chishev after he died, so only you don't have to have pasah. You don't need a shina meis chishev. So that direction will be the sof tumalatis, and the other four will not have the din of sof tumalatis. And now there's a shaila with, and we pass like bisil. The din is like bisil all the time. The Gemara has only 24 cases. There's 18 Xeris in the first parak in Shabbos, the Yud Ches Dover, where we pass him like the Beishamai. And Tosis in the beginning of Sukkah has another 6 cases. We pass him like Beishamai. 24 cases, that's all. So the din is like Beis Hillel. So the question is, but what does Beis Hillel say? If the Chevukad, he died already. And the Chevukadisha decides they're going to go that way. So now I say, Huvra Dover, that they hold Yesh Breira Beis Hillel. Huvra Hadover La Mafreya, that the others. The mace wasn't really oimit to go there. The tumah is in this room. The tumah, actual tumah, is in the room. The rest is soif tumalatzis. Where is it oimit to go? So all the five exits were possibility. A suffix of soif tumalatzis. Well, being done, where is it oimit to go? So we had a suffix on all five. So we said all five are soif tumalatzis. But now it turns out, Lamaisa, he's only going to take the mace out here. This is the most logical way to take the mace, is this way. We made a calculation. So do you say Huvra Adover Lamafreya that the other four were never tummy? Is that what the Beis Hillel meant to say? Huvra Adover Lamafreya? Oh no, they hold embrayer. It's a sof tumalotis on all five. If Chishev now, so Mikana Lahabo, they won't. If you'll bring Kalim now into the other four hallways, they won't become tummy. But whatever Kalim were there from before the time that the Chevre made up their mind, they're going to take the mace out here. Those Kalim were tummy b'shaita because it was a suffix sof tumalotis on everything. You can't say Huvra Adover Lamafreya that all along it was them. If we would have known, true, if we would have known the layout of the building, we would have said before he died, we're going to take the mace. That's illogical, we're going to take the mace. But we didn't know. So can you say Yesh Breira or not? So that's a machlok is how to read Pshat and Beis Hillel. So the Gemara says, V'itmar Allah, and in conjunction with that Mishnah Naholis, there is a machlok is Amarayim. Mam Rabbo Shalataris Hapsach Mikana Lahabo. Beis Hillel only meant to say that if Chishev, the Chevet Kadisha, made up their mind that they're going to take the mace out this way. So if you bring new Kalim in to the other four exits, from now on, they won't become Tomei. But whatever Kalim were there from before were Tomei and they remain Tomei. You don't say Embre, you don't say, right, you say Embre, you don't say Yeshberi, who I told them my friend was never aiming to go there.
Soif Tomei Lot says the Raisa de Rabban.
That's a Shaila.
Then the Shagasari would say, if it's Midrabban, maybe Shagasari would say, who the devil my friend.
Our Gemara says Soif Tomei Lot is the Raisa. So if you make a compromise in Yeshberi or Embre between the Raisa de Rabban, Soif Tomei Lot is the Raisa. That's the Gemara here. The sof tumalotz of the Raisa. The problem is that Rashi earlier, this Mishnah appears le'el daf yudam and aleph. This hameis b'bayis u'lo psochem hab is a Mishnah naholus, but it's quoted le'el daf yud. So in daf yudam and aleph, Rashi writes that sof tumalotz is only the Rabbana. So it's a pella. Rashi writes it's only the Rabbana. Shegozra chachamim tuma on a sof tumalotz. How can they say gozra chachamim? The Gemara is going to say in a few lines that it's a din deraisa. That's what they ask on Rashi. So they discuss it. Maybe we'll discuss it when we get later. We'll see. So the Gemara says, V'itmar alon. We have a comment in conjunction with the Beis Hillel Shita. Om Rabbi Oshia, Beis Hillel only said, L'taris Hapsach Mikana Labo. They only meant that the other four exits, if you bring new Kalim there now, they won't be Tomei Mikoyach Adin of Sof Tumalotzis. But Om Mikana Labo En Lamafrei Aloi. But his understanding, other Amorim disagree, but that's what Rabbi Oshia holds. His understanding of Basil was that they hold aim brayer, that they don't say brayer. Who had done my fair that it was never sof tumalotzis there. No, b'shaita was sof tumalotzis on all five misafik, and the kind of the elach it's only sof tumalotzis on the one mahal. So you see, the Raboshia holds aim brayer. So what did you tell me a few lines ago? Raboshia holds yesh brayer. So the Gemara says you're right. We have a mistake in the tradition. Epech, you have to reverse the earlier statement. Raboshia ama aim brayer. Rabbi Yochanan said yes, but we had before it's a machleg Zaboshia and Rabbi Yochanan. If the Shutfim bought a barrel of wine together, the Shutfim and Erev Yontif, they divided up on Yontif. So can you say the division is only Mikana Labo? But can you say that it was Oymed Lekach, that the 30% or the 50% that he gets was always Oymed Lekach, that he's going to get it, and the 50% that he got was Oymed Lekach, so that's kind of Shvisa by his Tchum, and this kind of Shvisa by his Tchum? Or do you say, no, you can't say Breir, you can't say it's Oymed Lekach? So now we just proved that Raboshi holds Ein Breire. We have to reverse the Girsa. Raboshi is the one who holds no Breire. Rabbi Yochanan says Yesh Breah. Fake Digmar, but that's Toygoichid Nish. How can you pin the blame on Rabbi Yochanan? He's the Shita who holds Yesh Breah. Umi Yisle the Rabbi Yochanan Breah. Is that so that Rabbi Yochanan holds Yesh Breah? The Homer Abbasi, Homer Rabbi Yochanan. They said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, the din that we discussed, the father died. The father is a chelik in Eretz Yisrael. So it's a steachuzo. When the father dies, so the two sons get the Yerusha. So for 20 years they didn't divide. After 20 years they decide that each one thinks that if I'll be on my own, I'll make more, I'll make out better. So they make a haluka, he takes one field, he takes one field. So the shaila is when it comes Yoivel, if you have a stay, Nikma, if you have a field that you purchased, you have to give it back to Yoivel. You have a stay achuzah, you don't give it back. So this is the shaila. If the father died, he has one son, so it's a stay achuzah, there's no one to give it back to. But if he had two sons and they made a haluka, is it considered that I was makna my chelik in your field to you? You were makna your chelik in my field, so it's stay mikna. So mikana l'habit to stay mikna. But he's saying, no, there's no need for anybody to be makna anything to anyone. The din of Yerusha says two things. That taketh after the father died, the two sons on b'shutvis. And if and when they'll make a haluke, the chelik that's oimed lahagia l'ruvain was oimed lahagia elov. So the din Yerusha says he gets it without a haknor. And the chelik that's aimed to go to Shimon was aimed the calf in the time the father died, and he gets it without no need for any haknois. So it's still a stay achuza, and nobody has to give anything back to the other. So that depends on the machlokes hatanaim, whether you say yesh breir or em breir. They say it's, if you say it was aimed lekach, then the hilchas Yerusha cover that too. If you say at the time of the death of the father nothing was aimed, nothing was aimed lekach, so then you need a haknoa now. So we know that Rabbi Yochanan says, ach, mishacholk, and a man dies and he leaves two sons, and they make a chalukah, lukuchas heim. You do need a das makne. And it becomes a stay mikne. Machzir mizel is at the other. When it comes the other, you got to give it back to the other one. So what do you see? Aim brere. Aim brere. So how do you say that? You just reversed the girsa, and you said, Rabbi Yochanan is one who holds yesh brere. Oh, so you can answer simply. You can answer a simple teretz. We said there's a compromise sheet that maybe sometimes yesh brere, sometimes aim brere. So one of the compromises was you split between a deraisa and a rabbana. So say simply, the din of hachzara sodas v'yoivel, that's a din deraisa. You have to give back and stay mikness. So b'negei to dinim deraisa, I say, ein brer. So that's why Rabbi Yochanan says, ach m'shecholku, ein brer, machzir himself as v'yoivel. But before we're talking about tchumen, the whole institution of tchumen is only b'derabbana. So by tchumen you'll say, yesh brer b'derabbana. Frek the Gemara, that's no good. V'chi tema, and if you'll want to say, he lays le Rabbi Yochanan brere. When does he hold no brere? That's been again to a din deraisa, like giving back the yovel. Bavo, but the rabbanah, but been again to tchumen isle. He holds yesh brere. That'll be the answer. That'll be the resolution to the conflict, to the contradiction in Rabbi Yochanan. Fregmor, it's also wrong. Ubid the rabbanah mi isle. Does Rabbi Yochanan hold been again to a din rabbanah like tchumen yesh brere? It's not true. But Hatani Ayo, Hatana Ayo, has the following brisa. He quotes in the name of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, Ein Oda Masna Al Shnei Dvam Kechot. It goes a case like this. The person lives in a city over here. And the two nearby cities, they're both Chutz L'Tchum. And he heard that a Chacham may come, Shabbos morning, a Chacham may come to give, a Chazan may come to sing, a Chacham may come to hold the drosha, whatever, and he doesn't know which direction the Chacham is going to come. So by the time he wakes up at 8:30, quarter to 9 in the morning, he'll already hear the news whether the Chacham went there or the Chacham went there. But he's Chutz L'Tchum of both cities. He has to make an Erev Beit Chumah. But he doesn't know where to make an Erev Beit Chumah. So if you hold Yesh Breira, so he put two boxes of matzah, two jars of pickles, whatever you want to make an Erev Beit Chumah with. Whichever, and you have to have the Erev Beit Chumah has to be the Erev Shabbos, but he doesn't know which one he's going to want. So he says, he makes a declaration, I will make up my mind on Shabbos morning which Erev Beit Chumah I want. If the Chacham comes to that direction, he wants that one to be cut. If the Chacham goes to that direction, he wants, or if I can't, if the Chacham goes to this one, I don't want it. Whichever direction he wants. He wants to go to Chacham, doesn't want.
But that's a Tanai.
One of the Mephoroshim, one of the Rishonim, learns like this. If he comes to Mizrach, I go to Maira.
Oh yeah, I was saying it as a joke. I didn't realize. Okay.
But that's a Tanai.
A Tanai, okay. Right. So that's what Taisus Chep is, the whole Gemara. What did they mish tzamin kashim itmon? Maybe a brayer of a tanai is better than a brayer without tanai. But our Gemara makes an equation. Okay, so kasha, that's tesis.
Can the person have two properties? Can the person make two double problems in two places?
Cannot.
So the brayer comes in.
So you have to rely on brayer. So Reb Yehuda says, Ein oda masna al shnei dvarim kechot. You cannot make two erev etchumins to this direction, that direction, and say on Erev Shabbos, I'll make up my mind on Shabbos money which one I want. Ella, what do you have to do? You have to make up your mind. You have to say on Erev Shabbos, if the Chacham comes to Mizrach, I want the Erev, and if he doesn't come, I don't want the Erev, I want to stay home. So it's yes or no. It's not that Ivadai has an Erev Etchumah, they just didn't decide whether this one or that one. That's a violation of Breir. But he makes it tonight. That's a tonight. That's what he said, that's a tonight. Elohim Chacham bo lemizrach eruv lemizrach is good. Or he makes a different tonight. I heard the Chacham may come lemayr. Chacham comes lemayr, eruv lemayr, that's a good one. Zag v'ilu lekan lekan lo. But if he makes an Erev Etchumah in both directions and he says, I'll make up my mind on Shabbos morning which one I want, so that's the Halacha and Breir. That's a Braisa. So Ayo presents a Braisa in the name of Reb Yehuda. Okay, Reb Yehuda, Reb Loyatan. We have Vinombo. We asked Akasha on the Braisa. It doesn't read straight. Maishna lekan lekan de lo. Why does Reb Yehuda hold that it's no good if you make two Erev Etchumahs? And I say, I make up my mind on Shabbos morning at 8:45 which one I want. That's no good. That's a Va'ein Breire, Teutnish. The Ein Breire. So even if he only makes Mizuch HaMar V'Nami, he should be Ein Breire. He doesn't know. Let's say he didn't hear that the Chacham may come either to the east or to the west. He heard the Chacham may or may not come to the east. So the Gemara asked, that should also be a problem of Breire. Even though the two alternatives are yes or no, I may have an Erev Etchumah and I may not have an Erev Etchumah. If I'll hear Shabbos morning at 8:30 that the Chacham came lemizrach, I want the Erev Etchumah. If I hear the Chacham did not come, so why should I lose? I want to stay home. He doesn't want the Erev Etchumah, he wants to stay.
But Rebbe, if the only shaila is going to be whether the Chacham goes or doesn't go to the Mizrach, so I'm going to make an Erev Chacham into the Mizrach. Well, I don't know what it was to lose.
No, he normally,
if a person makes an Erev Chum, he has to go use the Erev?
No. Normally he lives here and he has this Chum. If he wants to go to Mizrach, then he has to have a different chum, and he can't go to his chevre. He always has shalosh shudas over here.
Okay.
So Kozman, that this is his makom, this is his chum. As long as if he makes an eruv chum in there, so his chum is here, and he loses out over here. So if the chacham is there, he wants to be entertained by the chacham, so he'll lose out. So the gemara correct akasha. We have no more. We asked akasha. Havaya. Havaya is akasha. Maishna lekana lekana deloy. Why do you say it's no good? Rabbi Yehuda the Tana says it's no good if he makes two chum, two eruv chum. I say, I'm going to make up my mind on Shabbos morning which one I want. So that's obviously in violation of Breir is no good. So the Gemara asked Akasha, Mizrach HaMayrav, even if he only makes Mizrach, but he doesn't know, the Chacham didn't make up his mind yet. And there, the Chacham didn't make up his mind yet if he's going to go to the Mizrach. So the Gemara holds that should also be a problem of Breir. This depends what's the definition of Breir. If the definition of Breir is, if Tanai means yes or no, and Breir means yes and yes, but which one? So this is that one is Breir, one is not Breir. If I put an Erev Etchumah and I say, if the Chacham comes, I want the Erev Etchumah, if Chacham doesn't come, I don't want. So the two alternatives are yes or no, so that's a perfect tonight. This Gemara is going with the assumption that that's also no good. The Gemara asked the Kasha, that should also be a violation of Breir. Why? Because Breir means anything that's totally bedaz b'nei Yodam. So people have Bechira Chavshis, the Chacham has Bechira Chavshis to make up his mind on Shabbos morning, yes to go or not to go. We don't know yet what he's going to do on. We don't know yet on Erev Shabbos. You don't have a telephone, so you don't know what the Chacham is going to do on Erev Shabbos. Or even if you call him up, he didn't make up his mind yet. The Chacham didn't make up his mind yet.
It's totally on him. It's totally on Da'at Sechir.
It's totally on the Chacham, whether the Chacham will decide to go to Mizrach or not. So the Gemara held that should be a problem of Breira. So the Gemara fact, the Braisa doesn't read straight. If the Tana Rav Yehuda holds, Lekana Lekana is no good. Because why? Because ain't Breira. So even if he only makes Le Mizrach, or if he only makes L'mayrav, if the Chacham comes there, that's what I want. It should also be a problem of Ein Breir. So it's Akasha on the Braisa. And Rabbi Yochanan says, you're right, the Braisa doesn't read straight. But Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Ukvar Bo Chacham. The only time the Braisa says that it's good is like this. I don't have a telephone. I have no way of telling where the Chacham. The Chacham already is wherever he's going to be. He's not going to walk on Shabbos to the community. He already is there. Just I don't know the facts.
That's
a idea. But it's not that on Erev Shabbos when you want to be Kodesh Shvisa, there's something that's Eino Yodua. There's something I am ignorant of the fact, but it's not that the issue is Eino Mavura. The issue is Mavura. It's just that I don't know which it is. So it's really a Tanai L'Sha'avar. So Tanai L'Sha'avar is not a Tanai, it's not a Breira. That's a normal. That's what Rabbi Yochanan says, Kvar Bo Chacham, if the Chacham already arrived either there or there, and I just don't know the information, I don't know the facts, Atanai l'shavar is midin tois. That's how the Rishonim say. It's not. Let's say I say harei mekudesh is now the condition that I am a kohen. So that's a din. The Mishnah like that in conditions. So I say, says if he's a kohen is mekudesh. If he's a faker, he's nishkin kohen is ain't mekudesh. He's telling the girl, you never have to worry. I get piggy not benz. I get the first aliyah covered. I get so much money. Truma, you don't have to worry. Parnasa, he has parnasa. Then it turns out he's a liar. He's nishkin kohen. And he said, under the chuppah, we have mekodesh isne on the condition that I am a kohen. So the Mishnah says, if it turns out that he's a kohen, it's mekodesh. If it turns out it's not a kohen, it's not mekodesh. So the Ramban says on that Mishnah, you don't need tanai kofel. He doesn't have to say, if I'm a kohen, I have mekodesh. It's a question of fact. That's like I say, I have mekodesh if you are Rachel, and if you are Leah, is not. That's a din of mekach toys. Whenever it's a toys l'shovar or hove, right now there's something off kilter. So that's not a tanai. Tonight is if it rains on July 4th.
Al Habo.
Yeah.
It's neither two choices. There can be two choices.
Two choices in the future. If Yavru and Esatan, if they help in the war in Eretz Yisrael, then they get now. If they don't help, they don't get. So that the future should affect the past retroactively. But if you don't want that, it should affect the past. If you don't want in the future, should retroactively affect the past. There's no din of tonight. There's no issue of brain. So that's what Rabbi Yechanan says. It means the Chacham already is wherever he is. You don't have the idea. You don't have the information. But there's nothing that's Eina Mavura. Everything is Mavura. It's just that it's Eina Yodua to you. So that's not a problem of Breir. So what do you see from Rabbi Yochanan? And the whole topic over there is Tchumen. Tchumen is only the Rabbanon. So we're talking over here also Tchumen. The Mishnah is also Tchumen over here with the barrel of wine. Svara. The whole marker is a svara. The Tanoim had a machlokes. Is it daima b'daima? Is it so similar to the parsha of Tanai that if you make a Tanai, it's regular, it's included in parshas B'nai Gad and Reuven? Oh, no, how can you say that, Clark? It's Eina Mavura. It's an issue that depends on Bechira Chavshis, which is free, freedom of will, and the person didn't make up his mind yet. So how can you say it's a Gloy Muslim Afreya? In this case, does it make sense to say Huvra Adon my friend? No, it's a machlekes and svara. Yeah, machlekes and svara. So the Gemara says he cannot say within Rabbi Yochanan. You cannot say within Rabbi Yochanan that he distinguishes between a deraisa and a derabbanan by giving back the sod of the yovel. That's a din deraisa Rabbi Yochanan holds in breira. So that's why machzir mzal is every yovel. But when you get to tchumen, he's mekel yesh breira. No, you see here Rabbi Yochanan is talking about tchumen. And he comments on the Braisa that ain't Breira. He holds ain't Breira. It's not just he's commenting on the Braisa, that's what Rabbi Yudah said and that's what Ayo said. No, he's saying that's what I hold also. That's how Tesis points that. Rabbi Yechon is not just saying Pshat and the Braisa, he's saying I'm Pshat. He's saying that I subscribe to this. Yeah. So the Gemara says, Almo, the Gemara has in the third line, Leisle Rabbi Yechon and Breira, not by their Isis, not by their Rabbanim. So nothing reads straight. The Gemara name, El Eliyolam Leitefer. We had before, we said it's a machlekes Rabboishia and Rabbi Yochanan. Well, the Yesh Breira, Ein Breira, leave it the way we had it originally. Rabbi Yochanan holds Ein Breira not by their eyes and not by their Rabbon. Rabboishia holds sometimes yeah and sometimes no. But
when? It's not even Breira. It's not Breira, nothing.
If it's where is the in the case where Kvar Bochacham, Tanai L'Shavah, that's not a topic of Breira. But if he makes Lakan or Lakan, then for sure it's an issue of Breira. He doesn't know yet where the Chacham is going to be. So if it makes Lakan or Lakan, then for sure it's Breira. That's how the Gemara says. So the Gemara backs out, El Eliyonim Lo Tefuch, the Machleg Zaboshi. There is a Machleg Zaboshi in Rabbi Yochanan. And Rabbi Yochanan is the one who says, Yesh Breira. But Rabbi Yochanan said by the Seif Tumah Lotzeis, Ein Breira. So he says, Seif Tumah Lotzeis Adin Daraisa. There he holds Ein Breira. But again, to Tchumen, he holds Yesh Breira because Tchumen is only the Rabbanon. So this is the Gemara that Seif Tumah Lotzeis is a Din Daraisa. What do you do with the Rashi? That's the Kasha. What do you do with the Rashi? What do you do with the Rashi? So some Achreinim say like this, that the Rashi said on Daf Yud, that Seif Tumah Lotzeis Adin Darabbanon, Rashi only said it on the first line in the Mishnah. If you have a maze babais and there are five ways to go, you say, Metame, all five, come on. You're not going to cut up the maze in five parts and take out one part each mahala? So that whole din, that you metame, all five, that's only the Rabbanon. But if there's a maze and there's one way to go, that's Seif Tumah Lotzeis, is their Isis. So that's what the Gemara says here. You have a maze and we made up our mind, we're going to go that way, that's Seif Tumah Lotzeis, is their Isis. That's how some say. Rav Soloveitchik said a different teretz. Chazon Ish has the Rav's teretz. Now, so Rachid said in this Gemara, the Tumah of Sof Tumah Latzis, he taught is only the Rabbanah. That's where Rashi writes in Dafyud, because we're Chachamim Tumah, Sof Tumah Latzis. But the Sof Tumah Latzis, the Tumah de Rabbanon, is dependent on where would there be a Tumah de Raisa if you're going to bring the Mesa.
It's carrying the Raisa ticket.
It's an extension of a deraisa. If and when you will open the door and take the mace out there, at that time there will be a tumma deraisa. So they were ready. Goizem the rabbanon and the tumma al shem sofo. So since the tumma derabbanon is a function of a din deraisa, if and when you will open the door and you will take the mace, there will be a tumma deraisa. So that's called ein brera bederaisa. Not only do you say there's no brera and a din deraisa, where we're mamish judging on an issue deraisa. Even if you're judging an issue derabbanon, that's dependent on a shayla deraisa. The sof tumalot, the tumah derabbanon, sof tumalot says depends on where there would be a tumah deraisa if and when you would take the mace. That's how the chazanish, that's how the rav thought. There was a teretz on the rashi. Okay, so that's what the gemara finally says, that the raboshi is the one that distinguishes between deraisa and derabbanon. Ben again to adin deraisa by sof tumalot says he says ein brera. When we get to a din the rabbanon, he holds yeshma v'chiyis v'chiles l'rabosh ebreire b'diaraisa. Avo b'di rabbanon isleis. How do we talk at paskin? Zog di gemara locha ki raboshio. So that's how most of the rishon in paskin. We paskin like raboshio. That when we get to a din the raisa, aim breire. When we get to a din the rabbanon, yesh breire. Here is a famous tesis. The top tesis is bothered with akasha. What was the whole hechitimtza here in Eretz? There's a balabas who lives over here. And he can neither go to this city nor to this city because they're both chutz l'tum. And he heard that there's a possibility a chazan, a rabbi, an entertainer, someone is coming to either to here or to here. So he wants to make two erev tchumins in case I'll find out that he went there. I'm going to go there in case he. So that's not allowed. It's embrary. He can't do that. Okay. And as it stands now, he cannot go to either this city or this city because they're both chutz l'tum unless he makes an erev. And where is the chacham? The chacham is going to make up his mind Shabbos morning, let's say. If Rabba Chacham is a different story, there's no Isha Breira, it's a Tanai L'Shava. But if the Chacham didn't make up his mind, he'll see how he sleeps at night and what mood he's in, what kind of a shir he wants to give, what kind of a drush he wants to give. So the Chacham is going to make up his mind. So where does the Chacham live that he can make up his mind whether he wants to. Where does he live that he has the right?
Well, he has a
problem.
Wow.
So where does the Chacham live that he's going to. I mean, he's a reform rabbi.
Wow.
In Yiddish, that's the expression, when a person pops in where he didn't belong. I remember I visited once in Great Neck. So there was at this, someone got an aliyah there in the shul. So he says to me, Shalom Aleichem, tells me who he is. I think a reform rabbi. I forgot already, the name sounded familiar, I forgot who he was. So I said, oh, you live in this community. He says, no, he made an error. Didn't know what he was talking about. Then later on I asked who is. He said he told me he's a reform rabbi in Yiddish. That's the expression galek tanerif. I mean, he went. Mechutz. So he drove his car there. He drove his car. He wanted to hear me speak, so he drove his car to the shul. Galek tanerif. So that's the shaila over here. Taisa says, where does the chacham live?
That's the same rabbi who was a wrestler, Rav Gadol
the wrestler. No, this is a different one, not the rest. This is a big philosopher. He put out books in English.
And this is the expression they use?
In Yiddish, it's Galek
Tanerif.
That was the.
Okay. So this is Taisus Akasha. How is it possible? How is it possible that the Chacham.
It's got the same problems about
the Toch cities are, the both cities are Techat Chum for him.
The both
cities are Chutz L'Tchum for me?
Yeah.
Is it possible to draw such a map?
Sure. What does Taisu say?
The Mashur draws a whole map, how it's possible. Taisu gets involved. No. If he made up his mind.
Well, we don't know what.
If we don't know, but he already did make up his mind, then the Gemara would say that's a Tanai L'Shoavah. Then it wouldn't be an issue of Brera. Then it would be good. But it means the Chacham didn't make up his mind yet. But Sami connection, yeah. So apparently it is possible to draw a map. Okay. Not so. The Marshal draws a map. Where the Chacham can either go this way or that way, and the Balabas cannot go either. They're both good to Chumen. But rather, there are funny cases in Chumen. Take, for example, the following. There's a hafsaka between Riverdale and Washington Heights. There's a big space where there are no houses, where nobody lives there. So the shaila is, and Tchum Shabbos is an 18-minute walk. Tchum Shabbos is 1 mil midirabbanan. Alpai Mam is 1 mil. And 1 mil in Shulchan Aruch they assume is an 18. The Mishnah Berurah obviously says 18 minutes. Leo Levy writes it's 22.5 minutes. All right, it takes more than 22.5 minutes to walk that gap between. It takes a long time to walk the gap. So the shaila is whether Riverdale is chutz l'tchum from Washington Heights. So some of the rabbanim in the yeshiva calculated the following: to go from Washington Heights to Riverdale is chutz l'tchum. To go from Riverdale to Washington Heights is teichatchum.
That's a social statement.
No, halachically, why? So the Chazanish, it's enough in a Chazanish. Let's talk about Riverdale, Washington Heights. Chazanish points out, no, it doesn't matter. Chazanish points out, there is a din in the Gemara that, let's say, how do you draw the city limits? Let's say, there's a din of Tchum and a person lives in the mountains all by himself. So he has Alpai Mama, he draws a circle. Shaila, if you draw a square around the circle or not, Machlek is Hatana. Let's say he draws a circle. But if you have a city, so the halacha says that every city, you draw a rectangular shape. Not always going to be a square, it'll be a rectangular shape. So if the city is amoeba shape, it doesn't resemble any rectangle at all. Manhattan is kemat a rectangle as it stands. So then the halacha says about Manhattan, you just fill in a rectangle, and that's the ear, and then you have alpai mama chutz l'ir. And we add on more, you have ibur shalir is another 71 amas, and then you have alpai mama. So you make Manhattan is almost a rectangle, so you make it into a full rectangle, then you draw another 71 amas, another rectangle, then you have alpai mama. That's the tchum of all the people who live in Manhattan. But let's say that's because Manhattan kemat looks like a rectangle the way it's thin. But let's say you have a city, it's sloppy, it doesn't look like nothing close to a rectangle. So then halacha says you draw the rectangle according to ruchas olam, according to northeast, southwest, according to north on the map. You draw a nice rectangle that it should fit in, rectangular shape on the map. So it all depends how each. So Washington Heights is part of Manhattan. So you draw your rectangle like that. So it turns out that Riverdale is already outside of the bigger square. Riverdale is outside of the Alpai Mama.
In the Bronx, that's why.
Okay, and even though, right? Okay, so to go from Washington to Manhattan, but the Bronx sprawls out all over the place. The Bronx is not approximately a rectangular shape. So if you take the Bronx and you make that into a rectangular shape, it will include the whole Washington Heights. Is already included within that, not the whole Manhattan, but the whole Washington Heights, where all the Jews live, is included. So the people from Riverdale, they're city limits cuts into the middle, the whole of Washington Heights is included, so they can go up until the edge of that tchum. They can go one step further, but they can go anywhere in Washington Heights, and then once they come, they can go back to Riverdale, no problem. All of the Washington Heights is tchum for them, but the people who live in anywhere in Manhattan, so their tchum goes like this, goodbye. So it ends before you even get to Riverdale. So that you have two cities that are pretty close to each other, Manhattan with Riverdale, and one is further than the other. Whether it's further away, you know, the people always say, how come you never visit? So they say, you live so far away, so they want me to visit, and I'm closer to you than you are to me. So the Chazanish says, yes, that for me it's chutz l'tchum, for them it's teichat chum.
Who says that you're measuring the boroughs? Maybe you're measuring the whole city.
No, the din is the houses have to be close together within a certain proximity. Yeah. If the house is already past 71 amas, shivim amas b'shirayim, so it's not mitztaref to be part of this city. What? So there's a big gap. When you get in between Riverdale and Washington Heights, it's a big hafsaka, 30-minute walk, 35-40-minute walk, with no houses at all. So from the perspective of Manhattan, is kemat a rectangle, so you draw, so everything in Riverdale is chutzla rectangle. But Riverdale is part of the Bronx, all the houses are near each other, so their rectangle includes the whole Washington Heights. So it is possible to have.
Going down to the south,
cross over the Holm River, the Wolves have to be in the south front, so you now have population.
That's a very...
Off there through
is that a population?
No, that's also called Switzerland.
Why is that Switzerland?
Because Manhattan is not the rectangle, so you draw it... you don't draw the rectangle according to Ruchas HaOilom. Because it's practically a rectangle the way it stands. The Gemara says, if the city is practically a rectangle the way it stands, and we know how to fill it in, so you fill it in the way it is. So once you fill in Manhattan as a rectangle, then you add 71 amas, then you add Alpayim amas, so everything in the Bronx is chutz mitzvah.
But so you said that the gap, said that there's a gap up north between Washington Heights and Riverdale.
There's a gap between, yeah, the gap over there also.
I don't think it's large. It
doesn't take 18
minutes to cross over by foot to go across
125th
Street.
Does not take 18 minutes to walk across. No. But then the Truma land in the middle of the Bronx. When you take Manhattan and you draw your rectangle, so the Truma land in the middle of the Bronx. You can't take one step out of that box. If my Trum Shabbos ends in the middle of the city, so the Mishnah says, that's it. You're not allowed to take one. You don't say that since part of my Trum enters into the other city, I got the whole city. If you live in a city, so the whole city is Kedalat Amos.
Why is borrowed the city?
Because there's a Hapsokah of more than 71 Amos between the houses here and the houses there. 71 Amos is nothing. 71 is very little.
A city that could be various Trumim, even though it's all one city?
Yeah, I mean the municipality considers it one city, but the halacha says not one city, because the houses are too far apart from each other.
So you can't walk from Manhattan to Brooklyn on Shabbos?
Probably not, for sure.
So even in Muncie,
and Akhenami.
But people do it all the time.
You can't walk over the bridge.
You can't walk, you can't walk. You sure you're not allowed? East Side is part of Manhattan, so the Manhattan Trum, even if it extends a little bit, doesn't go too much. That's what happens when you get to the end of Beitza, you find out that we were always doing everything wrong.
Wow.
Rashi quotes a famous medrash in the beginning of Parshas by Yishlach, that Yaakov Avinu was approaching Esav, so he had to prepare himself for three things. He had to prepare himself for Doron, for Tfilah, and for Melchomet. So Rav Soloveitchik once made a comment that the Jews in negotiation with the Umas Olam, sometimes they had to have Doron, they had to give in, they had to give things away to the Nochem. And other times they had to have Melchomet, they had to put up a fight and stick to their guns. And they always had to have Tfilah to determine whether they need Doron or whether they need Melchomet. Which of the two is the correct approach, like in Eretz Yisrael today, that's the Shaila. Should they give away or should they have Melchomet? So the Chazal point out that when Yaakov Avinu met Esav, alle booking zecht Esav over here, each one of the children and Yaakov Avinu and the wives, everybody's booking except for one of the Shvatim who wasn't born yet, Binyamin. Binyamin was the Sabra. All the others are born in Chutzlart, so they're all bowing down. The Eden from Chutzlart, they have such an attitude, they have to always book zecht to the Nochem. And the Sabra who's born in Eretz Yisrael, he wasn't born yet. He didn't book them. So the Medrash says that's why the Beis Hamikdash was Nivne Bimkomov, the Chelko. Later on, years later. The two Midrashim. There's one Medrash. The reason why the Makom Hamikdash was built, the Beis Hamikdash was built, the Chelko Shel Binyamin, is because he was the only one who was born in Eretz Yisrael. All the other Shvatim were born in Chutzlart. There's another Medrash that says the reason why the Mikdash was built, the Chelko Shel Binyamin, because he was the only one who didn't bow down. The Yesh Omrim, that the two are connected, it's the same thing. When a Jew lives in Eretz Yisrael, he's a Sabra, he's independent. So what do you mean, Buksach to the God? You have to prepare yourself for Muhammad. Once in a long while, you have Doron. When the Jew is in Chutzlar, it's what do you mean, Muhammad? 95% of the time, you have to give Doron. 5%, you do Muhammad. But in all cases, you have to have Tfilah, that the Rebbeinu Shlomo should give us the Yaita Rishmai. We should know which one went.